I think we should also be prepared that this will not be the last wave we experience. We are riding one big wave now, but we should be mentally prepared that there will be subsequent waves to follow. Why is that so? It's because we are one of the most COVID-naive populations in the world. Unlike, for example, many other European countries, we have kept infections in Singapore low for a very long time. Many European countries experienced large waves last year, if you recall. They went through these waves before they had the chance for their people to be vaccinated. And many countries ended up paying a high price, suffering high fatalities because of the waves that they experienced last year. But now, they have a much higher level of natural immunity. And together with the vaccination programs that they have introduced, many of these countries have reached a new COVID stable situation where they are able to resume activities and they have not seen any resurgence of cases. We are in a different position. In many ways, we are fortunate because we are facing this wave now with a much more highly vaccinated population. And that means that the vast majority of our people will be protected against serious illness. And that also means that we can get through this and any subsequent waves with fewer casualties than the European countries. And eventually, we will reach a point with high vaccinations and with a higher level of natural immunity, we too will eventually reach a point, perhaps months later, where we are more similar to the European countries and the COVID situation stabilizes and we are able to reopen more confidently without seeing a new wave of cases. So as we get through this process of, experiencing these waves, I think we have to remember something. That is, for the vast majority of people who catch the virus in Singapore, because of our high vaccination rates, 98%, the vast majority of them will have zero or mild symptoms. And we can all recover from home for the 98% of cases. There is nothing to be fearful about. In fact, there's nothing to be embarrassed about if you catch COVID, because sooner or later, many of us will end up catching the virus. But we will have zero or mild symptoms, recover from home after a few days, we will be able to get back on our feet and go back to work. But for the 2% who fall seriously ill, we have to take care of this group and we have to take care of them in our hospitals and in our COVID treatment facilities, which we are building more of. 2% may appear small, but 2% of a large number of people who are infected is quite a sizable group. And that's why, as I say again, we are using this time to stabilize all our protocols, make sure the procedures are in place, and build up the necessary capacity in our healthcare system to take care of this group, so that even as we experience this and any subsequent wave, we will be able to ensure that anyone who needs medical care will be appropriately treated and we can ride the curve while minimizing any unnecessary deaths. So the bottom line is that we remain committed to our reopening plans and to be a COVID-resilient nation, and we will do so while safeguarding lives and protecting livelihoods of everyone in Singapore.